Hello everyone, I hope everybody's having a great day. Pesach is coming up, so I'm going to speak a little bit about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And we all know that we spend the first night of Pesach and Chutz La'aretz spend the first two nights discussing Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. We got to Levincha and Hakar Satay for taking us out for Chush Gadol, all the Nisim. But it's less discussed exactly why we had to go into Mitzrayim and going into Mitzrayim in general. So I wanted to talk about why we have to go to Mitzrayim. So you might say, well, that's obvious, because Hashem told Avram that we were going to be in a strange land for 400 years. So obviously we had to go to Mitzrayim. But those 400 years, we know, they started from when Yitzchak was born. So it's considered being in a strange land and have his own place. So that kicks off the 400 years. But so we see that a lot of those years did not have to be spent being avadim. Maybe none of the years had to be spent being avadim. So why did we have to go down to Mitzrayim for so long? So in order to answer this question, like any other, you know, good Jewish question, you have to ask another one. So back when Yaakov and Esav were in the womb and they were discussing who gets what, and Esav said, "I get Eilam Hazeh," and Yaakov said, "I get Eilam Haba." And so it begs the question, we're going to have a Pesach Seder, we're going to have a lot of good things, a lot of good food and silverware and other things like that. So how is it possible for us to enjoy so much Eilam Hazeh if Yaakov said that the Eilam Haba is for me and Esav said the Eilam Hazeh is for me? And how could you enjoy any more than just the basics you would need to survive? So a very commonly known answer is that during Har Sinai, had we said that we don't want to accept the Torah, and so Hashem would have nobody left to give the Torah to, and the world would be batal. So all of Eilam Hazeh would be batal. So we lay claim now to some part of to Eilam Hazeh, and so we're allowed to enjoy Eilam Hazeh as well. But what about until then? What about from Yaakov's times until Matan Torah? What were we going to do? How are we allowed to enjoy any more than the bare minimum? So really, weren't able to. Anything that was more than necessary was not allowed to really be enjoyed. You could have it, but you weren't allowed to enjoy it. So by the Yidden of Mitzrayim is a very rich country, the Yidden were doing very well. They start to take a little bit here, a little bit extra there, you know, things. They start breaking the deal a little bit, and so Hashem says that can't be, because you had this deal with Esav, and Esav said he gets Eilam Hazeh. So the number one person that doesn't have anything besides for his basic necessities is an Eved. An Eved really doesn't own anything. Anything that the Eved owns, the master owns. The Eved has to work all day. Whole life is bottled to his master. So they're the people. That's how it was Mekuyim the deal. And it wasn't supposed to be done forcibly, but you take a little bit here, you take a little bit there. So now the deal has to be enforced. And what's interesting is that in the Psukim itself, you can see this, because when does it start? When does the Shebet start? The Parsha starts right when after Levi dies, then starts snowballing out of effect. Why? Because the Shvatim were able to keep the Yidden in check and to make sure, no, you can't do that. Remember, we have this deal with Esav, you can't do that. But after Levi dies, people start to forget, people start to take. Also, what happens is that the Yidden start to multiply like crazy, and then Pare gets up and says, oh, it's too many Yidden, we're going to start this decree, we're going to start making them work hard, start killing them out. So really, why did Hashem do this? Why would we want so many kids? Let us have slowly but surely, and we'll become our own nation, and we'll leave Mitzrayim at some point. But what's the point of scaring Paray and making us have all these more kids? That makes it much worse for us. The answer is no. It's what's going to happen regardless. And in order for us to leave Mitzrayim, we have to have enough people to be our own nation. So Hashem wanted to speed that process up. So regardless of what's going to happen. So actually, it's like a refuah before the Makkah. So Hashem starts very quickly accelerating the process in order so that we can go out faster. And that's why we had to be avadim in Mitzrayim.